hope you enjoy this message from Eastside C3, a location of C3 Church, Christchurch.
Guess what? That's what I thought Christians were. Crazies, misfits, rebels, weirdos. And now I am one. See, back in 1997, Apple, now one of the richest companies in the world, was doomed. One of the founders, Steve Jobs, was ousted out of Apple in 1986 and sold his shares. His forward thinking, his different thinking was crazy ideas were too much for Apple to even think about. Apple slowly lost traction and Steve Jobs was brought back as a CEO. See, and his vision and his way of thinking different turned the company around. And products like MacBook and iPod and iPad and iPhone have changed the lives of millions. Steve Jobs would think different, was different, and made a difference. His vision for constant innovation enabled Apple to forge forward in the future. And I'm sorry, but in 2009, I don't want to keep doing church the way we're doing church now. Same way we did it in 2018. Church should never settle. Churches should never settle for what they have. If we're not moving forward, in my mind, is we're moving backwards. There's no standing still. There's only two ways, forward or backwards. Don't get me wrong, church here at Eastside in 2018 was phenomenal. It's Jesus. You know, things that happened like in our house party and in our Christmas house parties that we had and then the Christmas party at Christmas. He's happy with you. He loves you. He wants the best for your life. We've seen many people saved in this church. We saw people healed. We've seen people baptized in water and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. We grew in numbers. We opened our building last year. We put in a playground for the kids. People were set free from addiction, porn, and financial problems. People were loved and cared for here. The kids' church grew. The Connect groups grew. We started a youth group. Our Aranui outreach has gone awesome. Oh, this is so good. But I have this feeling that something bigger is about to happen in this church. God has got so much more for Eastside C3. And that more is going to happen through you guys because he's got so much more for you. Listen to Ephesians 2. It says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." If you've asked Jesus into your life, you are created new, you're born again, and you are his masterpiece. That's good news. Masterpiece is considered the greatest work of a person, or a work of outstanding creativity and workmanship. That's you. Every one of you, you are made in God's image. Not only are you a masterpiece of God, you were created to be creative and do good things. And there's so many of you in this church that are dreamers like me. You just won't settle. You can't settle. You know there's so much more to life. You're exploding inside. You know it's going to be a big year, but you just can't seem to get it over the line. And there's others here who just want to wait and see what happens. Let's not get too involved. Let's wait. See, you've been waiting for so long for God to fulfill his purpose in your life. You've gone off the boil. Remember what it was like when you first got saved. And if you're in either of these camps, this Think Different series is for you. And there's this amazing story in Joshua. God had made a promise to Israel, and slam bang, between that promise and the children of Israel was a river. And that river was called Jordan. And guess what Jordan means? Descend, or the one that takes you down. That's what the enemy intends to do to you if you settle for what you've got. It takes you down and kill your dreams and drown your faith. And Joshua says, let's read it. So Joshua was up early and on his way from... Even Shechem doesn't sound good, does it? You've got to get up early to get on your way from there, that's for real. Get up early, you'll get out of it. With all the people of Israel with him. He arrived at the Jordan and camped before crossing over. After 3 days, leaders went through the camp and gave out orders to the people. When you see the covenant chest of God, that's the Ark of the Covenant, your God, carried by the Levitical priest, start moving. Follow it. Make sure you keep a proper distance between you and it, about half a mile. Be sure now to keep your distance and you'll see clearly the route to take. You've never been on this road before. That's a good line. You've never been on this road before. When I read this a couple of weeks ago, I got excited. I believe this is for us. 2019, God is leading us down a route, a road that we've never been down before. 700 years ago, God promised Abraham he's going to make him a father of many nations and take them to the land that is rich, that is beautiful, that they're going to love when they get there. 700 years later, Abraham's descendants have still not stepped forward into that promised land. 400 years of that 700 years are in slavery. In the last 40 years, it's been wandering around the desert, lost. And there's this tension in the camp. Promised land is just there. Some are busting to get in there, dreaming about the land and what they can do there. Others saying, let's just wait and see what happens. And Joshua, their leader, says, now is the time. And they start moving 1 million Jews towards the Jordan River. And on the other side of the river is their land, the land that they've been promised for 700 years. But when they check out the river, it's completely flooded. The Jordan River's in dry season can be 12 metres wide and 1 metre deep. But in a flood, the Jordan River can be 1.5 kilometres wide. And 40 metres deep. Can you imagine how these people must have felt? Frustrated and out of control. God, you could have brought us here when it was in the dry season, but you bring us here when it's 1.5 kilometres wide and 40 metres deep. Come on, what's going on, God? Let's watch how God leads his people. Let's watch how God leads over 1 million Jews into his promise. And he leads his people back then. He leads his people now, but he leads them in a different way. Need to think different. We just expect God to keep doing the same things the same way, or we just keep doing the same things the same way ourselves. That's not faith. That's just religion. 1 million Jews plus camping for 3 days, and in front of them is this overwhelming obstacle. And guess what came in my mind when I read that? 500 portaloos, green ones. For some unknown reason, I thought of all these portaloos out in the middle of the desert. What? Weirdos, misfits. I didn't know green portaloos had that much effect on my life, but somewhere along they do. 240 people on east side. In front of us is 11,000 people in our 1K area. And that to be reached for Jesus. Overwhelming obstacles, isn't it? But for dreamers and misfits, you'd only say it's only 46 people each. Easy. Easy. Talk to 46 people. Tell them about Jesus. All of a sudden, we've got 11,000 people in our church. 500 portaloos. Verse 5 says, then Joshua addressed the people and he says, sanctify yourselves. Tomorrow God will work a miracle wonder among you. Hear that. He says, sanctify yourselves and God will work miracles and wonders among you. See, we all want the miracles and wonders, don't we? We love them. I love them. But what about the sanctification part? Sanctification means to set yourself apart from all else and be dedicated to God's, for God's use. Do you get that? Sanctification means to set yourself apart from all else and be dedicated for God's use. Miracles and wonders, awesome. Setting yourself apart only for God's use, wow. That's a different thought, isn't it? That's commitment. In verse 6, says, Joshua instructed the priests, take up the chest of the covenant and step out before the people. So they took it up and proceeded before the people. God said to Joshua, this very day I will begin to make you great in the eyes of all Israel. They'll see for themselves that I am with you in the same way that I was with Moses. You will command the priests who are carrying the chest of the covenant, when you come to the edge of the Jordan River, stand there on the riverbank. Then Joshua addressed the people of Israel, attention, listen to what God, your God, has to say. This is how you know that God is alive among you. He will completely dispose before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites, and all of them, yeah. And look at what's before you, the chest of the covenant. And it says here, think of it. The master of the entire earth is crossing the Jordan as you watch. Joshua's saying, think differently. They'd all heard. Now I've lost my page. Let's get back there. Now I'm stuck. I've lost it. Just hang on. Yes. Phone me now. See, they've all either been there, they've already been there when the Dead Sea was parted, or they'd heard Moses tell about crossing the Dead Sea. Back then, God just parted the sea, and they walked right through it. God wants us to tell of great things he has done in our lives. He wants us to hear the great things he's done in other people's lives, but they are never going to be the same. And that's what builds your faith. They expected the water to part, but God had a different way for them. Now take 12 men from the tribe of Israel, one man from each tribe. When the soles of their feet of the priests carrying the chest of God, master of all earth, touches the Jordan water, the flow of water will be stopped. The water coming from the upstream will pile up in a heap. And that's what happened. The people left their tents to cross the Jordan, led by the priests carrying the chest of the covenant. When the priests got to the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the Jordan overflows its banks throughout the harvest. The flow of the water stopped. It piled up in a heap a long way off in Adam, which is near Sirathan. The river went dry all the way down to the Araba Sea, the Salt Sea, and the people crossed facing Jericho. And there they stood. Their priests carrying the chest of the covenant stood firmly planted on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan while all Israel crossed on dry ground. Finally, the whole nation was across the Jordan and not one foot wet. May have the band up if I could, please. 1 million people waiting. The priests step into the water. Upstream, the water starts banking up. Slowly, it subsides. Isn't that just like God? God, I want a miracle now. Do the Red Sea thing for me. But God works at his rate. But they start thinking different. They start thinking, we can do this. We can do this a new way. The river runs dry. They start walking across. Imagine how long that took. 1 million plus Jews walking past the Ark of the Covenant. The Levi men, priests, holding the box up in the middle of the dry river. See, they'd taken their eyes off this compelling obstacle. They'd taken their eyes off the promised land. And they're all looking at the Ark of the Covenant, the box in the middle of the dry river. See, that's the point. It wasn't about the obstacle. It never is about the obstacle. It wasn't about a promise. Church isn't about the promises of God to you. It's about a person. The box, slam bang, in the middle of the river is a picture of our Saviour. The deliverer Jesus. In the box you've got manna, because Jesus is the bread of life. In the box you've got Aaron's rod, because Jesus is a good shepherd and he wants to lead you. In the box you've got the Ten Commandments, and stone. And Jesus died for us on the cross. So those commandments could be fulfilled and we could live right with God and live in His freedom and His grace. What an amazing miracle. And all started with sanctify yourselves. Tomorrow God will do a miracle, wonders among you. And to move forward, we need to trust God with our lives. To see the miracles and wonders, we need to set ourselves apart for Him to share. And sanctifying is saying, God, it's all about you. My job, my family, my marriage, my finances, all about you. Man, if we thought like that, eh? How good my marriage would be if I thought like that. How good would my kids be if I thought like that? Sanctify yourself as saying, the baggage in my life, God, is holding me back. I want gone. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, but I want the stuff that's carrying me, that I'm carrying around, gone out of my life. And that happens when you sanctify yourself, consecrate yourself to Him. 2019 is going to be a great year for this church. I know it. I feel the momentum. We're not settled. We're moving forward. And we see a few miracles. We see a few wonders. But I ain't settling for that. It's going to take you. I can set myself apart for God and sit on my, lay on my face all day long. But ain't going to work without you. You're it. This church is it. 11,000 people just in this area. A lot of them are broken, addicted. And a lot of them think they're going well and they're not. It's just a matter of time. And Eastside C3 can change that, eh? And we're going to change it. We're going to change it. Thank you. God, my life is yours. God, my life is yours and what you're all about. That's what it takes. Sanctifying yourself, God does, Jesus will sanctify you. But you've got to make an effort. You've got to move forward. You've got to put one foot forward. You've got to put both feet in the river. God will bring the miracle, eh? 2019, I want to be part of miracles and wonders in this church. And I'm crying out to you guys, sanctify yourself with God, and we'll see it happen. Amen? We stand.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. To learn more about our church, visit c3chch.org.